It's Tuesday night at 11. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Welcome to the program. Thank you. Settle down. Settle down, everybody. Settle down. All right, all right. All right. This is a... Show me your titties. All right. I love some man boobs. That's what I like. Here at Cab Radio, this is our second edition here at CITR 101.9 FM. Check out the podcast at CITR.ca. Last week was our world broadcast premiere. Check it out. DJ K-Tel was here. We had CanCon boobs in the window. We had K-Tel spinning all his old 45s. We had the Roller Derby girls. Check them out at TerminalCityRollerDerby.ca. They got some bouts coming up in May and June. If you weren't at the match on Saturday, oh my goodness, there was like 1,000 people. No joke. No joke. 1,000 people. It was crazy. Crazy good times. Those girls really know how to put on a good show. They got some more shows. Check them out at TerminalCityRollerDerbyGirls.ca. I think that's it. If I got it wrong, check out Terminal City Roller Girls on Google. Just Google it, because I'm not too sure of the information. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Give us a call, 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487 if you'd like to join the conversation. Find out what the world of cabaret is all about. Coming up in a week's time from tonight, guest host E-Rock.
Yo.
Who's in the studio will be hosting a special cabaret edition of Open Mic Night on Cab Radio.
Tuesday, the 21st.
And we're still looking for a few people to join in on that. So if you're in the world of cabaret, maybe you're a magician that can transfer to radio. Maybe you're into
comedy,
saxophone.
Comedians.
There you go. Anything. Some of that nature. Give us a shout at cabradio@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell cabradio, this is how it goes. C-A-B-A. Radio. It's pretty easy.
R-A-D-I-O.
Yeah. There you go. At cabradio@gmail.com. Hook us up, because we're still looking for a few.
I took English 12.
Thanks. I did too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So hit us up there, and then we'll have you on the show next week, hopefully. So we're looking for a few more people. We got a few people booked in right now, but we can always look for a few extra people for that show. Coming up on tonight's show, it's Behind the Curtains of Kitty Nights.
Dum, bum, bum.
Behind the Curtains of Kitty Nights. We got Burgundy Bricks, the Professor, and Swan, our lovely sound girl, coming up in a few minutes. We're gonna go behind the scenes for some of you who may love Kitty Nights, which is every Sunday night at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is underneath the Hojo on 12th and Kingsway. It's a New York style cabaret, and if you're a fan of the show, you might want to take a listen here and find out what it's all about. Because we're gonna go behind the scenes and let you know all the hidden details and all the secrets. Just like Wizard of Oz, behind the curtain. I don't know if that makes sense.
Is it a creepy old man that's behind the curtain in this one, though?
I don't know. Professor, he's out there somewhere. Do you consider yourself a creepy old man? We'll find out. That's what we're going to find out. We're going to find out if
we'll
the professor
him.
Is a creepy old man or not. And then it also coming up is the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival. That's happening May 1st to 10th. Oh, my goodness. This year is loaded, and I mentioned it last week on the show, E-Rock, and I'm going to mention it again because I'm pulling for this. I think next year it should be called something different. Maybe the Caberlesque Festival, because it's so much more than burlesque, and there's so many shows. There is a musical.
It's intermingling as one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, burlesque, it was built around burlesque, but it's grown to so much more, and I think the name could include more sort of acts. I mean, this year there's a musical. There's Burgundy and the Professor are putting on a show called The Lovadelic Show. It's sort of an homage to Laugh-In sort of show, that sort of thing. There's also a film night. There's all sorts of there's a murder mystery night that's going on at Lucy May Brown. So coming up in 2 weeks and also another week after that, we're going to do a two-part special all about the Burlesque Festival. So that's coming up. But first, stay tuned for this.
Now, it's time for Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Hi, it's Teddy Smooth. In this episode, love. You and I have a great sexual connection. In fact, it's pretty freaking fantastic. But sometimes, sex is just sex. And it doesn't equal love. See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Shake that bag of bones. I move that muscle, girl, working all low. And then as the wall I stay here. So let's go out for a little air. We'll scan the UFOs. That's something in the mama bushes, babe. And I think they are. I don't know. I don't know. Rock, rock, rock that boat. Swinging down. Oh, you can shake, baby, 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 how you fuck. Oh, don't you see your little date to me? But I know this trip ain't going too free, but we're getting close. We get too much closer here, mama, mama.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Back here in CITR Studios, it's CITR's newest show. It's Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Welcome to our second show, last week's show. If in case you missed it, check out the podcast online at citr.ca. Find our show, which is Tuesday nights at 11. Click on the link, and you can download the podcast. A couple people have already talked to me about last week's podcast, and yes, it does get cut off. I apologize. It only cuts a little of the music. You can hear the entire show, but I did cut off some of K-Tel's music because I'm a little bit of a novice at this whole CITR, so I might have made a few little errors there, but you get to hear the whole show, including up to an Elvis Presley song, I believe it cuts out. So if you listen to the podcast and it cuts out suddenly, that's Teddy Smooth's fault. Yes, I am that smooth. All right, tonight on the show, we go behind the curtains of Kitty Nights, and I'm happy to welcome the hosts of Kitty Nights, Burgundy Bricks and the Professor.
Hello, Teddy Smooth.
Hi, Teddy.
How are you tonight?
We're just groovy.
And we also have in the studio our sound girl, Swan.
Hello.
With the elusive last name.
It's me, Swan.
It's you, just Swan. See,
just
that's
Swan.
That's how cool she is.
Yeah.
And hip. She's only got one name.
It's true.
She's like Sting.
She's got what?
She's like Sting.
Exactly.
Because she is a musician as well.
Exactly. We're going to talk to her a little bit about that as well. She's part of a band called Winter Mitts.
Awesome.
They have an album out called Heirloom, which you can get
at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, iTunes, and CD Baby.
We're going to get to some of that in a little bit. And one of the reasons you might want to buy this album instead of maybe downloading it or something like that is that inside is a packet of tomato seeds.
It's
which
true.
Right now, according to your instructions, there's also instructions on how to use the tomato seeds inside the packet, and it says to plant them inside March and April. So this is the perfect time to start your inside. So go get the album right now because it's the perfect time to plant tomatoes inside.
It's true. Just planted mine.
Just planting what?
I just planted my
Did
seeds.
You?
Yeah, and they're growing.
They're growing.
Yeah.
Can you see them sprouting out already?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Right on. We'll get to that music in just a bit. But first, Professor and Burgundy.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Teddy.
Yes.
Nice to be here at CITR. I love a college radio.
Yeah, it's quite lovely out here. I'm enjoying my time so far. It's a different vibe. It's
even at night, it's pretty beautiful here, too, huh?
And lots of action, like people still mulling about.
Yeah, cops and, you know, sirens. Lots of action here.
Lots of action. So before we get too far into Kitty Nights, let's maybe, you guys aren't from Vancouver, are you?
No, we come from America.
America,
yes.
What part of America?
I'm originally from the East Coast in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And Burgundy from somewhere else. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Wisconsin, but we had been living in New York for the past little over a decade.
Yeah, about the 10 years, live in Manhattan and just
That's
about
right.
the outside there.
I was 12 when I moved there.
12?
I'm kidding,
12,
Teddy.
Really?
No.
Yes, no.
We both moved there to do theater.
Adults.
Yeah, we were adults going there.
That's correct.
We really enjoyed doing theater, and Manhattan's a great place to live, but, you know.
So was it the classic story, move to the New York, big city of dreams?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, and we both, you know, met with a little modicum of success, you know. The Burgundy was on a tour with the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular Show. She go to Mexico and Chicago and Branson, Missouri, all kinds of places.
That's right. That's the Rockettes show, if anybody's not familiar with the term.
Right, with the Santa Claus and the big religious coffee pot scene at the end.
Coffee pot.
Yeah.
You know, the Living Nativity. I was Stunt Mary.
Right, she was Stunt Mary. She got that to ride the donkey.
That's right. I rode the donkey to Bethlehem, and then I got to go and leave with the little people and go out drinking.
All right.
There's nothing like drinking with little people in Branson, Missouri.
Sounds like an adventure.
Oh, yes.
And what about you, Professor?
Well, and for me, I did the show Stomp, if you know that show, with the trash cans and the brooms and everything. It was a lot of fun. I was there for about a year and a half and played all over Europe and America. And I played in Toronto in the Elgin Theatre. It was a great experience. Nice place in Toronto.
And did you meet beforehand, or did you meet in New York?
We met way back in the Boston in 1994, yeah. And we were with other people at the time. I had other girlfriend, she had other boyfriend. And always, I tell you, Teddy Smooth, I always keep her phone number. I always make sure I know how to get in touch with her all those years. That's right.
And making up excuses for phone calls.
I don't know about
and sometime
that.
Along 2004, we both found each other at the time when we were both single, and boom.
Really? That much later?
That much later. Wow. It was like 12 years, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
It was a great time.
And was it in New York
that
you refound each other?
In fact, I called her up. She just got off a cruise ship performing.
And this is before like Facebook.
It's before all of that.
You can know where everyone is at all the time.
No MySpace, no Facebook. There was no Twitter.
It was just email, that's all. And I called her up. She just got back in town. I said, let's go out for a beer. And we met at the Central Park in New York City. Central Park was pretty central to our relationship, too, because we had our first date there, and then I asked her to marry me there. We got engaged, yeah? And then we got married right at the same place in the Shakespeare Garden in the middle of Central Park. So very romantic.
I've only ever been to New York once, and unfortunately it was when I was young, and the only thing we did was take the Circle Line tour.
That's
around the Hyber
tour,
while it was raining.
Well, yeah, even so, nothing so far away you can't see it through the rain. You saw everything. You saw Manhattan on both sides. You saw the Statue of Liberty. You saw Ellis Island. You saw the Staten Island Ferry go back and forth with the live people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are dead.
Yeah, not the decapitated people.
No.
That
the cut in half
thing.
People when the captain falls asleep. No. And then you go around the end horn there and you see the big Verrazano Bridge down the corner. And then you go cruise right under Brooklyn Bridge, Manhattan Bridge, Williamsburg Bridge, the Queensboro, most beautiful bridge in New York City, absolutely. That Circle Line is a beautiful place. I hope I took you all there in your mind. I definitely hope so.
The Circle Line should be paying you royalties for the advertisement.
There you go. If you're
tell
in New York.
Professor Santio, okay?
Or you could just go on the Beast, which goes like 500 miles an hour.
The Beast is a speedboat.
Oh, is that one of those speedboats that whips you around the harbor?
They got tie you into it in your
every
chair.
Every major harbor has.
They all have a Beast.
When I was in Australia, they had one of those as well.
That's probably where it starts. You know, the Australians are pretty crazy wild people.
Yeah, they're pretty fun. You just rip around at like 100 miles an hour.
Meet so many more British and Australian people here in Vancouver. I guess because we're closer.
Well, we have the Commonwealth working holidays and stuff.
Correct.
Like, it's very easy for us to go and work in those countries, whereas I met Americans while I was traveling, and it was very hard for them to get agreements. Like, we have an agreement set up with Australia and the UK that, you know, as long as you have a little bit of money in the bank and you're a certain age, you can just
And Americans are like the street people, you know, the urchins eating your dust.
And no one wants to admit that they're Americans when they're traveling.
And who does? Now it's a big deal. It's like, oh, now I'm an American. We okay now? Yeah,
Barack Obama.
No. You're still a loser.
There is some of that.
You're still a loser. Sorry. No. I'm a loser too with you. That's why I moved to Canada.
In case you're just tuning in, we're here at CITR's newest radio station, a radio show, Cabaret with Teddy Smooth, and we're here with Burgundy Bricks, the professor, the host of Kitty Nights, as well as Swan, who does the sound on that night. She's also part of a band called Winter Mitts, whose album Heirloom is out right now. You can pick that up. Tell me a little bit more about like New York, and Kitty Nights started out in New York. Did you start at Burgundy? Were you the original idea on that, or did you just bring it to Vancouver?
Well, the original idea was actually a guy who worked at a certain little club. They were looking for something for their Sunday nights, and they were good friends with this other gal, Femme Appeal, who's a burlesque artist. I met her in my burlesque class, actually, in New York.
90 pounds of a melted chocolate. She's so hot.
You know,
she is.
I just thought of something. Just give me one second here.
You got a little...
I forgot that I was meaning to do this to make it a little bit more...
Loungy?
A little bit more kitty nights.
Loungerama, baby. You got our theme song?
There you go. We got the theme song in the background.
Oh, nice.
So cool.
Okay. Now I feel
the
more...
Endless
now
loop.
That we're talking about kitty nights, okay.
All right.
So a little
so,
man.
That's right. No, there's this fellow, Mark, who now lives in L.A., actually.
Yeah.
He was looking for something to increase their profits on a Sunday night at the club. Spoke with Femme Appeal. She spoke with me at class and said, hey, I would love for you to be a part of this. And instead of just being a part of it, I ended up getting involved on the promotional level and the stage management level besides performing. So I became basically a co-producer. You know, we considered ourselves, you know, she said, well, I consider you a producer as well as I. So we just began co-producing the show, and it became really, really successful and fantastic short amount of time. And when I moved here, everyone was really sad to see me go. Which was, very sad.
Oh, it was a very tragic last show, but it had to happen.
It did have
to
happen. But she said, you know, if you start a burlesque show in Vancouver, call it Kitty Nights. So I called it Kitty Nights. I could have called it my own show or I could have called it something else. But because it was our show in New York and, you know, we built it up together, she said that it's mine as much as hers and I should use the name out here and we can have an international burlesque sisterhood, which I think is probably the only one. I don't think there are any other shows that have a show in two different countries on the same night of the week at the same exact time.
Two different coasts, too, you know?
Yeah.
Was good for everybody to keep the name Kitty Nights.
That's right.
Here, you know?
So we say we're twirling tassels from coast to coast.
So I've checked out, obviously I've checked out the website. In case you don't know, I'm also the DJ on Kitty Nights.
Yeah. That's right.
This is an inside job for everybody. It's an inside job, yeah.
Although I was saying to
but we have our own talent
over there that I actually don't know as much. I mean, I'm fairly new to you guys as well. I mean, I came on as well, so this is also a new thing for me. And on the website, it talks about the Kitty Nights in New York. It's much more set up. I mean, it says you have to be there at like 9 p.m. sharp, and there's seating.
It's a very small in New York City. Venues are much more limited. Well, you know, obviously venues are limited here in Vancouver, but in New York. They are a lot of clubs that have us for burlesque are pretty tight for seating. So if you want to get a seat, you must get there early. The Kitty Nights New York probably fits about, 50 people perhaps, 65 tops.
Really?
50 to 65
wow.
tops.
Very small room in New York.
Wow.
But what we
Avenue A and 11th Street.
Yeah, the stage is probably a quarter of the size of our stage here. So it really, your acts absolutely have to be intimate and tight. It's a very intimate audience, and we keep the people lined up until we open the doors and they rush in for the seats that are available so they can get one. And it's sort of a mad dash. We have a couple of regulars. We have a gentleman who is in a wheelchair that we always reserve space for, so we can make sure that he has an excellent spot to view the show.
Hi, Stevie. Hey,
Steve. We miss you.
Yeah, the beauty of radio these days. Anyone could be listening at this time.
Although
in New York, it'd be, 3 hours ahead?
Well,
so
there is the podcast.
It is New York.
He's
so
a night owl.
The night
know,
that,
Steve.
The city
I
that
know.
Never sleeps, right?
That's right.
It never does. It really is full. Vancouver shut down, really, but at night. But
Vancouver does shut down at night.
Mm-hmm.
Very
but
much so.
New York is always alive.
That's alive, crawling with something. Something I got to get rid of. I don't know where I'm
Professor,
going with that.
You, to stick on New York, you were telling me the other night that you've recently, because you recently moved to Vancouver.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
And What brought you? Have you been to Vancouver before? Why did you decide Vancouver was the spot?
I had been here a long time ago, 96. I'm just on vacation. I said, you know what? I need a dang vacation. So I'm going to go West Coast. Never been before. And I start here. And I was blown away by mountain and city so close together. And it's much more cleaner than America anywhere. Any city in America, Canada, just unbelievably clean. And it's because the people, what don't they do? They don't throw the trash on the street in the first place, so they don't get to hire people to pick it up and stuff.
It's amazing just, yeah. to see the people in New York just walk along and throw things on the ground.
Really?
Right in front of you. And I'll say things. I'll say, excuse me, ma'am, your cigarette pack. And she'll say, oh, it's empty. So that means you can throw it on the ground, apparently.
Right in cigarette front of trash
candy wrappers,
it's too bad.
McDonald's wrappers and bags as they're eating them, just walking down the street, throwing things on the ground. It's
Well, we don't put us into a too bright of a light. I do see that here as well, but I can imagine there are about
it's very
20
very
times
city.
As many people in New York. So I imagine you. Add that to
even per capita, it's better here.
Sure.
And you know, Teddy, we were talking about this with another friend of ours at our house this week, and you know, health insurance is very important for us. It was another rent payment in New York City for Americans to buy their own health insurance, mm-hmm. like $400 a month for one person.
Wow.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So even if that's we just move here for that.
That's basic.
And you still, when you go to the doctor, you got to pay a little bit more. You go to the prescription, you got to pay a little bit more. You don't get anything for your insurance, you know?
Sure.
Crazy. So just that reason alone, worth it to come to Vancouver, okay? The other thing I was thinking is, you know, somebody asked us how... about race relations in New York City, right? But come here in Vancouver, it's like it don't exist. You people living in the promised land out here, you know? Maybe people have a little bit of thought about that, you know, oh, I don't like this kind of person, I like kind of person, whatever. But it is so minimal compared to New York City. It's like it don't exist, and it's wonderful to live among people like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. Big difference. You have to stay in, and you have to feel it in New York City to really find out what it's all about.
Right. If you live there, you feel it. If you ride the
anywhere,
subway every day, you feel it. But here, it's much...
But to come here and live for a long time and experience better. With other people, it's very, very, very different. Mm. We're very much better. I like it a lot more.
Yeah. You also talked about recently you had just felt some feelings for New York as... You know, the honeymoon is sort of settled in, and maybe you've, you know, New York in the spring. Describe, like,
it is
what
beautiful.
It's New York in the spring. Is everything people dream of?
Well, it's not springtime there. Well, no, more springtime here right now.
It's Vancouver is good for that too. You get
weather so much better here, Vancouver than New York City. It never gets cold here like it does New York.
No,
oh
I
my
can
God.
Imagine.
You live someplace like New York City. I tell you, Teddy, when aliens come down from space and they say, take me to your most advanced, modernized, populated city, sorry, Tokyo, sorry, London, they're going to come to New York City.
Really?
Okay? Yeah, that's the place. A technology center, you know, ultimate capitalism center.
It seems like the center almost like the center for freaks, the
anything,
center for...
You know, it's
I mean,
everything
comes together
good
there.
And bad, all together at once, in large doses, and it never stops. So, you know, you can dig it for a while, and, you know, we did. We dig it for a long time, so... But you leave someplace like that and come someplace a little bit cleaner and quieter like Vancouver, and you think back like, oh, my God, Central Park. And it was right in the middle of the crazy art, the art mile that goes up the east side on Fifth Avenue, you know.
And did you guys live in an apartment the size of this studio?
Maybe twice the size, but not much bigger,
not much bigger.
Baby. No, it was a small apartment. Yeah. Wasn't like a few see on Friends.
No.
You know?
I know, you wonder how those people lived in New York.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, right?
It's like half of them are big, rich people that have got the no money at all. It's like, who paid the rent there, you know?
Yeah.
And who cares? I know that Vancouver.
All right, well, we got through got through New York.
New York's a wonderful place. You all should go there and maybe spend a while and then come back to Vancouver and see how lucky you got.
There you go.
There you go.
So right, how about Vancouver? You're going to ask us about Vancouver next time?
I am, but first we're going to get to... Well, thank you for leading me into what I was going to do.
Play some of Swan's band.
I am. Swan, we're going to play some Winter Mitts here. You guys... local, obviously.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. You guys have a show coming up this Thursday at the Biltmore with Blackberry Woods, the Trap Doors. That's going to be doors at 9 o'clock, $8 to get in. The Biltmore is at 12th and Kingsway.
It's true.
And I'm going to play my favorite track from the album. I don't know if it's yours, but I played it the other night on the show, but I'm going to play it again on this show. It is called Schoolyard.
Yeah, I love that one.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
Play. There you go.
Enjoy.
We'll be back with Kitty Nights on the radio just after this.
CBS, the crime scene will never be the same. In a time where nobody is safe in Vancouver and crime is raining down, it desperately needs CSI. Taylor Campbell as Horatio Kane.
Looks like the price for his $6 latte was his life.
Teddy Smooth as the sidekick.
But H, is there supposed to be a nail in this gun?
And Ray Luck as Lee Chan Wong, a.k.a. Ni Wu Lang.
Can't you get my name right? And is the only reason why I'm on this damn show is because I'm Asian? I don't get why...
When TransLink is in trouble, CSI will be there. When Vancouver is in trouble, CSI will be there. Every Thursday night on CBS.
You're listening to CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're here with Burgundy Bricks, the professor and swan of Kitty Nights. We'll be right back to talk with them more after this. Pussy marijuana. That is the Brazilian Girls with Pussy.
Sounds like
one of the professor's favorite tracks that I play at Kitty Nights, which is New York style cabaret burlesque here every Sunday night at the Biltmore.
That's right.
Which is at 12th and Kingsway, right underneath the Hojo.
A big pink neon penis in the sky.
Yes, very much so. And before that song, we heard Winter Mitts with Schoolyard off their newest album, Heirloom, which is in stores now. You can also get some tomato seeds inside, which is very lovely. And you guys have a show coming up, right, Swan?
Yes, we do. This Thursday.
When is that? Who are you playing with? I'm making you say it, not me.
We're playing with Blackberry Wood and the... Dude, your phone.
E-Rock, come on.
And the Trapdoors.
And the Trapdoors, that's this Thursday in
this
2 days?
This Thursday, yeah. At
Doors
the
at 9? You guys are the opening act, right?
Yes.
So you want to get there. You guys are going out at 9:30.
9:30, so come here, come there early.
Early.
Swan, what instrument do you play in the winter mitt?
There you go.
I play the drums and the Glockenspiel.
Wow.
The Glockenspiel.
Sweet.
You know, I'd never heard of the Glockenspiel before you told me, and now
really?
I hear it.
Everywhere.
Sort of everywhere. It's really strange it's how that happens.
Yeah, it's the new trend.
It's a new trend.
The new cool instrument.
I played it in pep band, but badly. I did.
It's a good one.
Yes, it's a great instrument.
Love it.
One time in a pep band.
Did. But I think we had to play, I had to play, I'm so happy that you're near me on the Glockenspiel.
Wow, Chicago.
Chicago
That's
on the Glockenspiel.
Good,
beep, 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 beep.
But we should talk about New York style burlesque.
We should.
But I love the Glockenspiel.
I know. Everyone does.
We could talk about the Glockenspiel for hours.
Now that I've known what the Glockenspiel is, I'm extra, I extra like it.
It's fun to say.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel. And you can say, I rock the Glock.
I rock the Glock.
I'm a Glock star.
Aww.
She rocks out with her Glock out.
That's a keeper.
It is.
I'm a Glock star.
I want t-shirts that say rock out with your Glock out.
I have a t-shirt that says Glock star that my girlfriend made for me for my birthday.
Sweet.
So sweet.
It is.
Coming up a little bit later in the show, in a few minutes, we're going to do some upcoming events for you, a couple shows on this week you need to get to. But first, we're going to get back to Kitty Nights. We talked earlier in the show about New York, how it got started, and how Burgundy and the Professor moved to Vancouver, and then Kitty Nights, New York-style burlesque in Vancouver. Tell us, how did that get started here in Vancouver? Was that an idea from the onset, from the move? When you moved from New York, did you know you wanted to sort of bring that, or was it something here? Like, did you know about the burlesque scene in Vancouver?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you knew that there's quite a heavy cabaret burlesque scene in Vancouver.
Absolutely.
So coming out from New York, did you know that you were going to bring Kitty Nights out here, or was it something when you got out here that you're like, oh, this would be a great idea?
Well, no, I'd hope to have some kind of a burlesque show out here. And as I said, my friend Femme Appeal said, you know, if you do have a show, go ahead, call it Kitty Nights. You should do that. And we had an opportunity presented to us. As soon as we arrived, we had been in contact with various different members of the burlesque community before we got here via prior to Facebook, prior to the rash that has become my life. No, I love Facebook, but sometimes I just want to take my computer and chuck it out the window. In New York, we were all on MySpace. Facebook was not, you think that New York is very progressive, but I guess we're a little bit behind the times.
I heard that about the States,
yeah,
though, that MySpace is
MySpace
still very prevalent,
really,
and Facebook really
much
hasn't.
More popular.
Facebook's much more Canadian, almost. Or
absolutely.
The other
international. It's very West Coast. It's definitely picking up speed in New York, and most of my friends are now joining in New York as well. I'd been in contact with a few people who I'd found on MySpace, not knowing about Facebook, and we had been invited to a couple of events when we first arrived, and we got hooked up with some people from the Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society. Mm-hmm. And they had an opportunity presented to them at the Biltmore Cabaret, which was had just finished becoming remodeled and a new space. It used to be a sort of a dingy pool hall, is what I hear.
It used to be the dirty drunk bar.
I heard it was
that
sort
no
of a
one wanted
stabby,
to go to.
A stabby McPherson kind of a place.
Yeah,
so,
if you wanted to maybe get stabbed or beat up, good place to go. But now it's changed so much.
Yeah.
It's a good
lovely
change.
And,
live music.
Absolutely. Live music, live events, lots of good stuff.
So they presented
an
opportunity?
They had presented us with the offer that it was a monthly Wednesday that they were looking to fill, and the Screaming Chicken people didn't think that they could commit to it because they had so many other things they were going on.
Right, they have a lot of projects.
They have a lot of great projects going on. So we said, sure, we'd love to. And after a few months, we said, you know, it's going pretty well. How about we move to a weekly show on Sundays, just like our New York show? And they said, sure. And the rest is history.
Professor, were you the host in New York as well?
I was not the first host.
Not the first host.
But I was the third host, and once I started doing it a couple weeks in a row, I became the permanent host.
And did you have sort of the same style here, like what I do? Do you have the DJ and then sort of...
You know, we did not have a DJ in New York City. Right. It was just one of the producers or, you know, somebody who had
Femme Appeal.
Femme Appeal with her iPod, her magic little box. Magic box.
Yeah, and, we did everything.
Yeah, she was the one who basically handled the music. We just put on some tunes to start and then play the girls' music during the show. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a theme or anything. The show has really evolved here on the East Coast, on the West Coast, from the East Coast.
Yeah, so
it's quite different.
How did it evolve out here?
Well, I tried to bring together some different elements that I of different kinds of burlesque shows that I'd worked at in New York that I'd really enjoyed, and try to bring all the components that I really enjoyed about going out to a burlesque show and try to put them all into Kitty Nights and try to create the best possible atmosphere for the audience, because it's really about the audience. You know, I want everybody to come out to the show and enjoy themselves and feel welcome and feel like it's a party every week and feel like they're just there to have a good time and there's no other obligation than to have a blast. So in New York we had a different number of girls every week. It could be 5 or it could be 10. We had nights where we had 10 different performers.
Wow.
Yeah, because it just varied, you know, what people's availability was. And Femme Appeal did all the booking in New York. She dealt with all the music, and I dealt with all the promotional work and the backstage duties as well. So, you know, we just split duties that way. And I enjoy variety shows and games and talk shows, and I enjoy all those kinds of elements, and I enjoy go-go dancing at the clubs that I did that in New York, and so I tried to bring all those things here and just compile them into one show and figured out a format that kind of worked, and it worked for the performers and it worked for the audience, and it enabled me to pay the performers a little bit more by having everybody do two numbers rather than one each, which is how a couple of the shows in New York run, and it always was really nice to, you know, work hard and be able to be rewarded for your efforts and put that money back into your costumes or your cab fares or whatever you need to do, your phone bill. But
health bill.
Absolutely.
Oh, especially in New York, baby, I swear.
That's
so, take us, just for someone who's maybe tuning in and doesn't know what Kitty Nights is here in Vancouver, what is Kitty Nights?
Okay. Boobies.
Yes.
Boobies.
You always say boobies, but there's also ass.
There is.
Okay,
but that's, I'm the DJ,
bounce,
I get the other
that's
end.
That's right.
You see the boobies.
The DJ is on the stage, and Teddy's on the stage, and he gets to see the nether regions of the ladies a lot more often than the I don't know, the chassis, apparently.
But what is, I mean,
trying to explain
to people that it's not just burlesque. I mean, some people get an impression that it's
just
burlesque, but there's so much more than that.
Right. And if you're listening in for perhaps the first time to Cab Radio and you don't know what the definition of burlesque is, the definition is there's a lot of different definitions of burlesque. And here in Vancouver, there are a lot of different troupes with the name burlesque attached to them. And some of them are primarily dance troupes, and some of them are do what we do, which is a little bit, which is classic striptease mixed with comedy and parody and over-the-top glamour, a little bit of everything. So basically what we're doing is taking the idea of the old burlesque shows, which was basically a comedy and variety show with one or two striptease acts mixed in with some sexy dancing girls, some comedy, some humor. So basically current burlesque acts, it's one act will encompass all the things that used to be in an entire burlesque show back in say like the 1930s.
Right.
So you'll have your comedy and your glamour and your dancing and some parody and fantastic costumes, but all in one number. And so what we do is we have four different gals doing two numbers each of completely different types of, you know, completely different topics. You might see a burlesque number that's a clown. You might see a crazy, a crazy killer. Somebody's, you know, but a comedic killer. Or you might see
a
glamorous,
a wolf. A pony.
That's right. Oh.
The unicorn.
You might see a unicorn, a
that
mermaid.
That was a funny number.
The unicorn was good.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, it's any idea that somebody has and that they want to take to that next level, and then it generally ends. Every piece generally ends with the reveal of some pasties on some nipples. So you're not seeing complete nudity, but you are seeing some nudity. In most pieces, there's a story as to why the performer on stage is getting a little bit naked for you.
There's
a point to it.
You need to find that nugget of why you're taking your clothes off.
And the fun is like seeing each person get up on stage. I'd say person, because every now and again we'll have a man, not just women. Each performer get up on stage, and you know that the outcome of their piece is going to be that you will see most of their flesh. But you don't know how they're going to get there or why they're going to get there, in what manner. And that is the fun for the audience. So it's basically just everybody's just like a pinata.
Well,
you're
there's
waiting for them to bust.
There's also the cabaret element of it as well, where
Absolutely.
There's been different people, like Watermelon was on and did stand-up comedy.
That's right. We've
Cass King of the Wet Spot sang the other night. There's all sorts of different acts like that. There's also in-between sets where there's a go-go girl. Now, what was that part of the original show in New York, or was that something that you really wanted to bring out to Vancouver and sort of bring back as that sort of entertainment between?
Absolutely. I love that style so much. And it is very popular in most of the burlesque, a lot of the burlesque shows in New York have go-go on the intermission or pre-show or post-show. We didn't have it at Kitty Nights in New York because we were trying to have something a little bit different, and because we had sort of a curfew there because it was a Sunday night. So we couldn't have the show go on for terribly long. So the go-go would have cut into that.
Right.
But I loved doing go-go at clubs like the Slipper Room in New York, or where all the performers, whenever you perform, you have to do go-go as well. Doesn't matter how big of a star you are. You'll see Joe Boobs and Dirty Martini, and you'll see Tigger and these bigger names in burlesque and people who have been Miss Exotic World. They'll still be doing go-go because it's part of the job, and it's a part of the job that a lot of people really enjoy because you can just completely go berserk if you want to.
Well, you're just straight up
so much
fun dancing.
You're having fun dancing. You're letting the audience in on that fun, and you're letting the audience come up and meet you for a moment and maybe, you know, slip you a couple of bucks and have a good time. So it's a win-win situation, really. It's win-win. And I love 1960s go-go specifically. 60s and early 70s go-go music is just so much fun to dance to, and the style of dancing that you do to that, I'm trying to keep that alive because it's just so unique, and I just love it. You'll be seeing a lot more of that during the festival in our show as well. We'll talk about that another week, though, on Cabaret Radio.
Exactly. We have actually 2 weeks of festival specials coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Festival's going to be fun this year, baby.
Oh, it's
going to
be great. I don't know if you heard earlier, but I'm petitioning that it might change the name next year to include more than just the burlesque name.
Ah.
Because I just think that it's so much more than, I mean, burlesque sometimes just, from even my mind, sometimes just indicates sort of one style, whereas something like cabaret sort of opens
cabaret.
It up to a few more things. Even the show that you're producing for the festival is not just burlesque.
That's
in a sense. It's much more to whole show.
It is a whole
even Sunday Nights at Kitty Nights is called a New York style cabaret show,
right?
It's not called a New York style burlesque show.
That would make a very nice acronym for that, the Vancouver International Cabaret Exposition. Vice.
Oh, that's very nice, Professor. You're always thinking.
Now, Swan,
you
work sound at Kitty Nights.
Yes, I do.
She's awesome. She handles like so many things like spontaneously. It's amazing. She's so modest. She'll never say that, so I'm jumping in.
Speaking of that, do you find Kitty Nights? How do you find Kitty Nights to work at sound? You've once told me that it's the only show you wouldn't not do.
Yeah, that's true. Like sometimes I get to switch my shifts, but like I always make sure I have the Sunday nights. Because it's my favorite night to work. Because it's so much fun. Basically just, I set up everything before the show. And then I just get to watch it. And it's so much fun. Like, I didn't know burlesque before I did sound for the Kitty Nights.
That was your first?
Yeah, my first experience.
And you're like, holy crap.
It was pretty amazing, I have to say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And have you seen other burlesque shows since, or is this your...
Not really.
Not really?
No, but...
It's so good that you don't need to see any others.
Like, I see it once a week, you know? It's
exactly.
pretty good.
And you get a plethora of different women every week to gaze upon.
I really like it. I get my favorites and stuff, you know? So.
How Burgundy and Professor, how have you found that with the performers here in Vancouver in terms of finding new performers or the performers in Vancouver? How has their reaction been to the show?
It's been really positive, and I'm really happy that I've been able to reach out and encourage new women in the community to, you know, pursue their talents and their interests in burlesque, as well as giving it a place for all the amazingly talented women who are already here in different troupes. That's another thing that's just different about the community here is there is troupes here.
Right.
And in New York, we don't have burlesque troupes. There are one or two now, but there weren't when I was working there. And even with the troops that there are there now, they all are booked individually as
so
well.
So they're all independent contractors.
Everyone is
sort of
just
thing?
An independent contractor. There's a lot of shows, but not troops. So you know, you just kind of go out and meet and greet and try hope that you'll get booked in different shows all over town. And I was very fortunate because I got pretty much booked in all of them very very quickly as soon as I started performing. So. It's just a great scene, and you'll see, you know, you don't know who you're going to work with. That's the other element of New York style burlesque, which I was trying to bring here. You don't know. You're going to come to the show every week. There's so many weekly shows in New York. You'll go and you'll say, you don't have to say, oh, who's performing this week? You just go and you have no idea who's going to perform, but it's always going to be a good show because there's so many different, diverse types of performers in town. And it's just always going to be an entertainment that you're going to enjoy and cherish. So that's what I try to have every week is just a different smattering of talent and styles. So everyone gets a great experience, the performers and the audience.
And in terms of performers, for someone who might tune in and see burlesque and in terms of media, sometimes they portray it as mainstream acts like such as the Kitty Cat Dolls
the
or whatever.
Dolls, yeah.
Sort of the difference is burlesque is encompassing all shapes and sizes.
Absolutely. That's a very, very important thing about burlesque is that it is not about one body type. It is not about one type of performer or one type of woman. It is about all women. It's about being a woman and embracing who you are as a woman. And I say woman because, honestly, I mean, there is burlesque, Teddy, and I appreciate burlesque, but honestly, burlesque is a feminist movement, and there will be feminists out there who will get upset about that, but it is a feminist movement of women who are out there showing that they love themselves and that they are beautiful and they are sexy and they are talented and they are worthy of your love and your attention.
Well, even as a burlesque dancer, that was one of the things that attracted me.
Absolutely.
I mean, I feel I'm a handsome, sexy guy. I'm Teddy Smooth, but I certainly don't have a ripped six pack or anything like that. And it was you know a community
that,
of people that not only said it was okay, mm-hmm. but also
said, please do.
Yeah, please, exactly. Please do.
Exactly. Well, we have a friend Dizzy Swank in New York, and he's been doing burlesque for like longer than anybody I know, and he's a really unique individual, and does his signature piece is to the Lumberjack song from Monty Python, and it's very clever and funny act, and he's a great supporter of the burlesque scene, and it's great to see him up there performing and just letting it all literally
hang out.
There
you go.
That's what burlesque is all about, ladies and gentlemen, letting it all hang out and loving every little bit of it.
Loving every minute of it.
Or big bit.
Or big bit, exactly.
Bits and pieces.
You're listening to CITR's news radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're here with Kitty Knight's host, Burgundy Bricks, and the professor. Also, our sound girl, Swan, is here. Her band, Winter Mitts, has a show this Thursday at the Biltmore. They're playing with Blackberry Woods and the Trap Doors. Doors are at 9:00. We have to pay a few bills here at CITR, and then we're going to come back with some upcoming events and some closing remarks, chat with Burgundy Bricks, the professor. This is CITR 101.9 FM, in case you missed any of the show, or if you want to catch the podcast, look it up at CITR.ca. We'll be right back after this.
Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or, for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
Wednesday mornings on CITR, from 8 to 10 a.m., it's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
You're listening to CITR's newest show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. And it's time for play.
You know, I could stay at home with an old t-shirt and a bottle of Vaseline, but I'd rather go out. This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
Yeah, first of all, we got Winter Mitts. We're here with Burgundy Bricks, the professor of Kitty Ants, and also our sound girl, Swan, who is part of Winter Mitts. Their new album, Heirloom, is out right now. You can catch them in concert this Thursday at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is just under the Howard Johnson on 12th and Kingsway, the big pink thing in the sky. They're going to be playing with Blackberry Woods, the Trap Doors. Doors are at 9. Winter Mitts starts off the show at 9:30. It is $8 at the door, so go check that out. Friday night is the All You Need Is Love Burlesque Review Fundraiser, an ethical burlesque production in support of our volunteer work overseas with International Humanity Foundation. The Smarty Panties are putting on this show. It's going to be Friday, April 17th. That's this Friday at the Wise Hall, which is Adirondack and Victoria. Advanced tickets are available at High Life Records. There's a plethora of burlesque performers, as well as some bands, some comedians, over $400 in prizes. Some of the performers include yours truly, Teddy Smooth, Jenny Magenta. It's actually going to be one of my first boylesque performances in almost 2 years. We also have Lola Frost, sexy Lola Frost, April O'Peel, Vava Vunderbust. There is just, it's a huge lineup of some of the best burlesque performers in town, and it's all support. All the proceeds go towards starving children in Indonesia, I believe.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. So that's this Friday. It's the second annual All You Need Is Love Burlesque Review fundraiser. That's at the Wise Hall, which is at Adirondack and Victoria Drive. Check that out. Doors at 9. Show starts at 10 o'clock. Pure gold, that show. Now, usually I'd be promoting Sunday nights at Kitty Nights this week, but this week, because of a show, we don't have Kitty Nights, so E-Rock, you got a show on Sunday nights as well.
Yo, 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 every Sunday night, starting at 8 o'clock till midnight, we have a talent showcase going on down at the Speakeasy on Davie Street. Cross Street is Butte, 1239 Davie. We want you to get in touch with us beforehand, you know, sign you up, come down, play some tunes.
How could they do that?
Well, it's quite easy these days, you know, with technology and all of that. We have a website, music@thespeakeasy.ca. Get in touch with me, we'll sign you up, you'll come down, play a few tunes. We've been going for a little while now, and every week is getting better and better. We've had great musicians come down. You know, spinning off of this, we're actually doing something this coming up on the 21st on Cabba Radio.
That's right.
Here, I'm going to be guest hosting a night with Teddy Smooth. We're going to be doing a on-air open mic style a night. It's going to be a great one. We're going to try and...
Cabba Radio style.
Cabba Radio style. A little vaudeville, a little, you know, magic, a little of this, a little of that. It's going to be quite nice. So if you want to get in touch with us about... you know, possibly coming on the show and doing a few of your things that you do. We're looking for cabaret style of acts, so, you know, anything, comedians or music, we don't discriminate against any of it. It's, if you think that you are going to fit in with the cabaret style, you know, give us a call on,
Give us a call?
Sorry, it's not a call.
I don't want them to call me.
Don't call
me. I'm not giving out my phone number. Give us a shout at cabradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio.com@gmail.com. Sorry. We are still looking for a few more people, so check that out. That's going to be next Tuesday.
21st.
You know, I think that mimes would really go well on the radio.
Yeah.
Mimes would be great.
Watch. We'll do mimes. Let's do some miming right now. We'll see how well it works.
Juggling and mimes. That would be fantastic.
You're in a box, aren't you? He's in a box.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay, that maybe doesn't translate.
Yeah, dead space on
okay,
the radio
so
is not
so maybe
good.
Not mimes, but get in touch with us. No, it's going to be a great night. It's kind of a new thing, so, you know, next week will be the first one of hopefully a few or many. And, yeah, again, that is cabaradio@gmail.com. I am E-Rock. Get in touch with us. Great.
There you go. There's your upcoming events. Thursday night, the Biltmore with Winter Mitts, Blackbird Woods, the Trap Doors. Friday night, All You Need Is Love Burlesque Review Fundraiser at the Wise Hall. Doors at 9, show at 10, and open mic night at the Speakeasy with E-Rock, Davey and Butte, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. How do they get in contact with you if they want to sign up for that? Where do they hit you up?
That is music at thespeakeasy.ca.
There you go. Spot. Again, no kitty nights this Sunday, so please don't go down there. Another thing I wanted to talk about with kitty nights, you guys, we're back here with kitty nights on the radio with the professor, Burgundy Bricks and Swan, who's part of Winter Mitts. Yeah, that it's the crowd. I mean, the crowd has really gotten into it over the last little while.
Yeah. Well,
and I was going to say, one of our regular... Jesus.
That's a cat in heat.
You remember...
Thank you, I'll be here all night.
Meow.
You remember when the one guy dropped off all the...
Yes,
I played...
all the... Tower of Power. The Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Yes.
Well, I remember Sniff. Sniff, who came up and won a prize or got a drink ticket.
Sniff.
He just recently... just this morning, he wanted to provide the show with more. He sent me 512 songs.
Oh, dear.
512
That's
songs.
That's wonderful.
So if you're listening, Sniff...
How big was it?
If you're listening, Thiff, that's, I've so far gone through about 10 of them so far.
He wants to win the raffle really bad, I guess.
It's just good karma. Hey, the Tower of Power got me.
Well, we don't discriminate.
Won the
raffle
last week.
Yeah.
So.
The guy who supplied the Tower of Power music won the raffle last week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And we didn't rig it, don't worry.
It was very cosmic.
It's very, very fair because. It's just the way it is.
We don't got to like.
Nope.
It's like cosmic on its own, man.
It's truly
it's really crazy.
So we're almost out of time on this show tonight, but you're, which is unfortunate. Yeah. So we're having a good time chatting about kitty nights, but what else do we want to talk about here? Is there anything you guys want
to? I want to talk about Friday night at the Wise Hall for the benefit show. Because Teddy Smooth is going to get naked, everybody.
That's right.
And when he talks about on the radio how he is a cute and attractive young man, he's not just being immodest. He's not like blowing his own horn. I'm sure with his looks he could get many a girl to do that for him. So, no kidding. I'm not the big judge of guys, but even I know that Teddy Smooth is a good-looking dude. So, if you are a interested young girl...
I will vouch for that.
I am single, too.
See? Now, if you're an interested young girl in a gentleman who might strike your fancy, you can really check him out with no strings attached.
No G-strings.
No G-strings attached on Friday night at the Wise Hall, which is on Adenac in Victoria. And you're going to have a wonderful time watching DJ Teddy Smooth get the butt naked for Indonesian charities.
Perhaps not butt naked, but partially.
But his butt will be naked. Maybe the front part of his butt isn't going to be naked. I don't know. But you know, it's
we'll have to
comply
see.
With all Vancouver laws and regulations.
But yes, I mean, this show also, it's not one of those shows where 10% or 20%
no,
of the profits. 100% of the profits, the Smarty Panties are going to donate to this organization. Not only donate, but they're going over there to work and help. So it's definitely a show you want to check out at the Wise Hall this Friday.
It's pretty amazing when you get dedicated to somebody like that who wants to go to Indonesia and try to make a better difference. That's pretty amazing for girls to
do
that.
Right.
Now, you mentioned a name earlier, Joe Boobs, and I just want to touch quickly because I'm going to have you guys hopefully back on the phone for the special on during the festival, but Joe Boobs is coming out for the festival. Talk about her a little bit for people in Vancouver who might not know who she is.
Oh, gosh, what to say about Joe Boobs. Joe Boobs Weldon, she is even the first one to say that she that her name is not the best burlesque name, but she got stuck with it years ago, and she's been known by it for so long that... There's she can't call herself anything else. So, Jo Boobs is she's got big boobs and she's an amazing woman. She's an educator, an activist for sex workers' rights. She's an author. She's a burlesque performer. She has been working in the sex industry since the age of. 17, 18, and...
I didn't even know about sex at that age.
That's right. Well, she stripped her way through college. She has a degree in business, and she's got two degrees, a degree in business and a degree in, I think, political science. That might be incorrect, but something else besides business as well. She's a fantastic, an amazing individual, and a truly a truly. It's a blessing to have her as a part of the burlesque community. Honestly, she's been doing so much work for the neo-burlesque movement ever since its inception. She's been doing it since it first came on the scene over 10 years ago. This burlesque movement's been on for quite some time, even if it hasn't been in Vancouver proper for a while. It's all over the world now, but she's been doing it for quite a long time. She did her first fan dance on stage at a strip club in the late 80s, I think, and people didn't know what the hell she was doing, but she knew she wanted it even back then when she was working as a headliner in strip clubs. So there's a lot she has to teach, a lot you can learn from her, and to see her perform is just, you do not want to miss it.
Which you can do May 7th during the Festival of Burlesque here in Vancouver at the Rio Theater. Joe Boobs, well done, from New York City, is going to be here and be Kitty Knight's special guest.
That's right.
At the Laughadelic Love-In at the Rio Theater, mm-hmm. Broadway and Commercial, May 7th. Going to be unbelievable. Joe Boobs, wait till you see her.
Yeah, one in a million.
For all you guys out there, everything Burgundy said is very true. She's a very respectable and wonderful and intelligent woman.
But
she's about 5'5 and 20 pounds of hair and 30 pounds of boobs. So there you go, man.
She's
fabulous, beautiful.
She's so
wonderful, flaming redhead. So,
well, hopefully we can convince her to come on Tuesday on the radio show.
Oh.
And I can describe those boobs in person to the radio.
Will that be under CanCon as well?
We had some CanCon boobs last week. I don't know if you heard that part.
We might have to do a radio interview before. She'll only be here for a few days. So, okay.
And not on a Tuesday.
Oh. It will be her first appearance in Vancouver, I believe, though. So she will be making her Vancouver debut, I think. Yes,
right.
She's been in Seattle quite a few times, but and all over the world, but not in Vancouver,
I
don't think.
Very psyched to have such a big New York star come here and
rock big Vancouver. New York stars.
So before we head out here, we're coming to the end of the program here, but Kitty Knights this week.
No Kitty Knights this week.
But
we'll
next
see you on the 26th.
The 26th, who do we have lined up for the
26th? Oh, the 26th we have Lydia DiCarlo.
Who's been away in Australia.
She's been touring Australia.
She's telling me that she felt a little underwhelmed coming back because over there she felt very, very, everyone's like, oh yeah, come. And she's still sort of a little bit less unknown here yet. And she's excited about challenging herself, getting unknown here.
Yep, absolutely. And she's one of the creators of the Bachelor Plan, if you're familiar with that as well. Great performer. She's going to be there. Bon Bon Bombay is going to be in the show.
She always has interesting pieces.
She is a fantastic performer.
That last one, she had a huge deck, and she came out as a Spider Woman, and I didn't know what
she was. Black Widow.
Yeah.
Who's our other performer on the 26th? I don't want to diss anyone because I'm sure it's somebody else who's fantastic.
Sorry,
remember?
I put you on the spot
I feel terrible. Whoever else is performing on the 26th, you're amazing. We also are doing a Kitty Knights Presents on the 26th.
Kitty Knights Presents, new performer?
That's right.
Nice.
Yes, it will be a new gal on the scene. Her name is Nikki Nine Doors.
Yes.
I'm sure you've seen her perform. She's
I
worked with her at Dr. Sketchy's,
I believe she was in the Becoming Burlesque show that I performed
at.
She
was, I believe, yes.
Yeah.
I believe she was. Very fantastic costumes.
I believe it was during our Tough Cock competition.
She's a great singer as well, so that'll be fun to have her.
I know, that's a little random. Me, Bernie Bombay, and Evil Bastard, we did a burlesque sort of event, a sporting event called Tough Cock 7 Beyond the Thunderballs. And we'll be performing that at the Taboo Review during the festival as well. So if you don't understand what it is, you can't really understand what it is until you see it. It's quite the show.
Cox and comedy, everyone.
Cox and comedy.
That's right. Pulled pork for everybody in Vancouver.
We have to pull the pork.
I love pulled pork. It's delicious.
Hey, listen up. Coming up tomorrow morning, or actually this morning now, it's going to be the Suburban Jungle. That's going to be at 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM with Jack Velvet presents the Suburban Jungle. So stay tuned for that. We're out of time here at Kitty Knights. At Kitty Knights.
Cab Radio.
Cab Radio presents Behind the Curtains of Kitty Knights. I'm your host, Teddy Smooth. It's late. I'm tired. Everyone's tired, you know.
Thanks for staying up and
thank
listening.
Thank you to Burgundy Bricks, the professor, Swan of Winter Mitts, and also Sound Girl at Kitty Nights, and E-Rock for coming down. Swan of Winter Mitts have a show coming up on Thursday in just 2 days' time with Blackbird Woods Trapdoors at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is also where Kitty Nights happens, right underneath the Hojo at 12th and Kingsway, underneath that big, gigantic pink sign on 12th and Kingsway. Around the corner, you'll find the doors. If you haven't been to the Biltmore in a while, it's a radical place. It's changed. No longer show up at the door and get stabbed. It's more of a hipster, have some good drinks, yeah, enjoy some good music sort of place. So
fabulous.
Show up for that. Sound. What's that?
Amazing sound.
Amazing sound, exactly.
No, it, honestly.
It is. It has some good sound. Good
like
lighting, too. Oh, I want to say hi to Cooper, our newest lighting guy.
Nope.
Mike Cooper.
I invited him on the show, but he had to work tonight. So if he checks the podcast, Mike, it's nice to have you on board as well.
Thanks,
you've done a great
Mike.
Job so far.
Yeah, man.
So that's it for Kitty Nights here. I'm going to leave you with Swan's band Winter Mitts, their newest album, Heirloom.
And don't forget, this Sunday night.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry.
8 o'clock.
There you go.
Down at the Speakeasy on Davey.
Sorry, E-Rock. He's got an open mic night, Davey and Butte, the Speakeasy, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. every week. What's the address one more time, or the email if you want to be part of that show?
Email music@thespeakeasy.ca.
Right. Next week on the show, E-Rock will be back being the guest host. We're going to host a cabaret-style open mic. If you want to be part of that, check us out. Drop us an email with your link to whatever you do at cabradio@gmail.com. We're going to leave you with Winter Mitts. Their newest album, Heirloom, is out right now. It's even got some tomato seeds that you can plant and get going in your garden. Swan, what are we going to listen to this time?
This song is called Dance.
See, when I played it the first time, I thought...
Yeah, you said
I thought, because there's a couple of Frenchies in your...
Yeah, we're a bilingual band.
A couple,
some of it is in
couple frogs.
Some of it is in French, it's true.
Okay.
It is very
so,
nice.
This soothing. One is in English, and actually Dance stands for David's awesome new song.
Aww.
There you go. This is CITR's newest show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We'll see you next Tuesday at 11. Thanks to my guests.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thanks for
having
us.
Teddy.
We'll see you next week, and we'll see you in
You're
2
smooth.
Weeks for Kitty Nights.
That's right.
Meow.
Say hey, I'll say hey, I'll say hey, I'll say hey, I'll say hey. Been singing.